Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Aaron Rees, how the heck are you, my friend? You saw quite an eventful game yesterday at Energy Stadium.
It was a roller coaster of outcomes.
A roller coaster of outcomes. Is that your lead in the Athletic today? A roller coaster of outcomes?
It was not, but I just mean, like, you know, I thought, like, I was like, Davis Mills is playing well, you know, that's like they're cruising, but then I was like, oh, so, you know, something's kind of creeping in the background, and you know, like, who knows, the Patriots, and, you know,
right.
Sure enough, like, there's the punt, and that's bad, and then, yeah, and it's just like all the twists and turns this thing took to blow kind of what they had in front of them was, you know, was pretty remarkable.
All right. I feel like every Monday when you visit with the media, you always tend to get I should have done this, I should have done that. Is that typical for first-year NFL head coaches, or are we trying to just put this on the microscope a little bit too much?
No, you know, I mean, it's something I'm actually, I was in the process of writing before I hopped on this, the show. You know, I don't know how, I mean, I've only covered, you know, one organization, this organization, and Bill Brown
right.
was established by the time that I got here. But, I just would say generally what I know about coaches as someone who's covered sports is, like, I give David Culley credit for copying to his mistakes, for owning up to them, being transparent about his reasoning, all that stuff. But like you said, it's like how this has been at least two games where he's copped to the mistake, and they've played five, right? In terms of Cleveland, not taking that penalty or not accepting the penalty and choosing to punt instead of having an extra play, and then, you know, this time today, and I think also was a topic of conversation that he punted from Carolina's side of the field on Thursday night, though he never really thought that was a mistake. But the overall point is that, like, that's a fair amount of instances for how young the season is. And I think that you have to wonder, like,
yeah.
At what point does this kind of keep going on, right? In fairness to him, he has, he was pretty aggressive on fourth down, aside from choosing to kick that field goal late in the game. He was aggressive
right.
on fourth down in this game. He went for a fourth down on his opening possession against Buffalo. You know, maybe he's been taught to be more aggressive in this short amount of time. That's encouraging. But I don't think you can teach someone necessarily, I guess we'll find out, like, to maybe just make it be a generally sound decision maker in the kind of multitude of scenarios that can present themselves over the course of a game.
So with that being said, are we going to learn from these things, or are we always going to have to worry about whether or not he knows when to take a penalty, when to go on a drive, when to be conservative, when to let a team score? I mean, I would hope he'd get past this, but, man, it's been five games and it's happened five times.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels like I said, I would love to, you know, hear if a coach or executive thinks otherwise. I'd be open to listening, but it would seem to me harder to kind of teach someone just to generally be sound in terms of knowing when to accept a penalty or not, than it is just like, hey, it's fourth down, fourth and two, fourth and three, whatever you're on your inside of the field, go for it, right? That feels a little more binary to me than kind of what we're talking about here, which is a little more complicated. And so I do think it's worth wondering, you know, I mean, like, I know he's never been a head coach before, but the guy was around the NFL for 20-plus years, right? So, like, if he didn't pick up on some of these things over that course of time, how much confidence should you have that he's going to do it now on the job?
Yeah.
You know, because the other thing is that, like, the two biggest decisions, Cleveland and then this one yesterday, there really isn't a lot of gray area in the debate. You know, like, it's pretty clear, like, yeah, you should have let them score rather than
right.
just, like, keep the possession and kick the field goal and win the game. And against Cleveland, yeah, you should take an extra play and give your offense a chance to move the chains, right? Like, there's no really alternative argument there. And so the fact that that is the reasoning when you make these decisions, I think, is what probably should be alarming.
All right, let's get to the injury situation. Tell us about Laremy Tunsil and the rest of the Monday morning injury report.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ian Rapoport reported that he needed a surgery on his thumb, Laremy, but he was going to try to play through it. You know, I have not been able to independently confirm that. David Culley said that he was, wasn't sure quite yet of his status. I would, given the nature of that injury, what it sounds like, I guess we'll have to see if he could play this week. Obviously, it seems like they want him to play eventually. Who knows? I feel like they're going to need to put him on IR until that happens. That really is the biggest one after this game.
Well, what did you think of Jay Christian's performance since he took over for all that time for Laramie?
I thought he was okay, better than I anticipated. You know what I think would be interesting is I don't think this will happen, but just with this team and the way they've handled him, it'd be interesting if they wanted to move Titus Howard back to right tackle, move Charlie Hack to the left side, or move Titus to left tackle. Again, I don't think that will happen, but Titus did get some reps at left tackle in training camp, and he has not really worked out well at guard.
All right. So with that being said, Davis Mills goes from having one of the most wretched performances a rookie quarterback to having a really good one and a guy that, you know what, I want to see more of. Because I think it wasn't a fair sample size to do against Buffalo, being a premier defense. And at the same time, New England's defense is not spectacular. Tell me why, again, in your mind, Aaron, that Tyrod Taylor should come back anytime soon when Davis Mills, clearly there's a lot of questions still to be determined about this football team and him personally.
Yeah, I think when we talked a week ago, I was more, and this was totally on me for just feeling victim to a small sample size and making a judgment. I mean, odds are not that Davis Mills will become a franchise quarterback if you just look at the history of the draft and stuff. But, I think that he at least made it a more interesting discussion now than it was a week ago of whether they would return to Tyrod. It is my understanding that that is their plan when Tyrod is ready to come back, so it doesn't sound like he will come back this week. David Culley did say this morning, I forgot to mention that with the injuries, that he doesn't anticipate Tyrod being activated off IR this week. Maybe we'll see him start to practice again soon, but I think at the very least when Davis Mills is playing well, it gives you some incentive to maybe, just be extra cautious when it comes to Tyrod Taylor's hamstring.
All right, what are we going to know about Indianapolis? I know they got a game tonight against Baltimore. Are they any better? And more importantly, is Carson Wentz going to be able to stay upright for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I don't know how much better they really are than the Texans. I think maybe they have some more defensive talent, obviously, but it seems like that team, everything I read from our really good Colts writers at The Athletic, is that they just kind of have problems everywhere. And I think that I always thought that betting on Carson Wentz was not necessarily the smartest move. They're kind of hamstrung in terms of what their options are, in fairness to them, but I thought that kind of hyping the Colts up as this really good team, with a lot of that being contingent on Carson Wentz having a big bounce back, was a pretty risky gamble.
All right. What other takeaways do you take from the game yesterday? The running game, they tried to establish it. Was there any separation among those guys? I mean, each had their moments, but it was almost like the first half they were getting 5-6 yards of carry. In the second half, they were just getting stalled. Was that a going to the well too many times? Was it or a case of New England made their second half adjustments?
I think maybe they made some adjustments for sure. I also just think the New England run defense in general, the fact they were playing pretty well at the start, at least, worth noting that they have one of the worst run defenses in the league, or they came into the game with one of the worst run defenses in the league. So even they could make the Texans look a little bit better. The one thing that I thought was kind of interesting about the offensive performance, and kind of just worth noting moving forward, is Davis Mills on third and fourth down. It was 12 of 13 for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he took 1 sack in those situations. So, played very well in high leverage situations. Kudos to him for that. You get credit for the plays you make, but at the same time, that kind of generally is not a very sticky thing. Guys are not that good on third down from one game to the next, obviously, or even close to it. And so I do wonder, if he misses on a couple of those, one of those fourth down throws of the three that he completed, if he doesn't hit on, third and two to Chris Moore on a jump ball, pretty low probability play, how are we kind of talking about this game? I think the discourse is quite a bit different.
All right, to go to St. Emil's this weekend, correct?
I do.
All right, I feel like I have to give you food advice every single week just to make sure you're going to the right spots.
Yeah, I'm going there this week. Although I don't know if you know the hack that you could you can just go to Harry and Izzy's next door if St. Elmo's is full, because it's also owned by the same people and literally the same steaks, and there's no wait.
Yeah, I know. That's a good trick.
Just to let people know if they're choosing to make the trip to Indianapolis for some reason.
Well, how are traveling Texans, by the way, this year? I have not heard from them very often.
You know, I think there was a few of them in Buffalo. I saw a few people on my plane. More in Cleveland, for sure. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe they'll start to turn out a little more in some of the more marquee spots like Miami and stuff and all like that.
I was going to say, I don't know if Indianapolis is quite... You know what? This is a game they have to win because the next 2 weeks are against the top two teams in the West, NFC West. So if they don't win this game this week, which they're double-digit dogs, this could be a nice prolonged losing streak. Well, I shouldn't say nice, but a prolonged losing streak for the local football team.
It could indeed. Yeah, I think that this is a pretty big game for them. You know, I also, in terms of, not that anyone thinks this team is going to make the playoffs, but like, this win would give them quite a bit of leverage in the divisional race.
You were chuckling as you were saying that.
I mean, but it is funny. It's funny to think about. I mean, they would be pretty solidly like second place if they won this game. I guess we'll see how the Colts win go today, but yeah.
Yeah, I like how you say solidly in second place. That's got everybody really fired up around these parts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, great stuff as always, friend. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for making the adjustment.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Aaron Reese with us from The Athletic. Every Tuesday with us here on the Matt Thomas Show, but because the Astros game got postponed until tomorrow, it will be a visit with us today. We appreciate that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.